Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The game tonight is obviously what a lot of America will be watching. I'm watching it for the reason of if Alabama loses, what's Kalen DeBoer going to do? I know that publicly he has addressed the coaching situation at Michigan, or at least questions about whether or not he's happy and going to stay at Alabama. He's done that, I think, in written form and verbally at a press conference. But how good's he going to be feeling if Alabama, and it's certainly within the realm of possibility, they are an underdog, a 1.5-point underdog tonight at Oklahoma if they lose? This is an Alabama team that, yes, with 3 wins, made the playoff. And you'd say, well, I want to say, too, he's 10-2, something like that, against top 10, top 15 opponents. But you get the sense, and we talked about it with Drew Hill yesterday, an Alabama fan that knows the tone down there, the fan base, that they're unhappy. And why wouldn't they be? I mean, if you're not winning national championships, if you're anything less, if you've got 4 losses, which would be this year if they lose to Oklahoma, then you're not getting the job done. That's the Nick Saban standard. It's what it's been in Alabama. You telling me that it wouldn't be a smoother, they'd appreciate you more in Ann Arbor? That's the thing about it. I think, yes, Ann Arbor looks at Kalen DeBoer and says, wow, with him, we'd be happy. Put us in the college football playoff every year. Bro, you're good as gold. Well, you can have the job as long as you want it. Whereas with Alabama, well, a first-round exit here, they're going to be clamoring for you. They're going to want your head. So I'm really interested to see, again, if Oklahoma pulls this off, if DeBoer is doubling down on I'm good to go. It was uncomfortable after the written statement. Paul Feinbaum pointed to it, and boy, it feels like he's turned on us with the G5 stuff.
He really has.
Right?
Feinbaum, I will keep inside, but so, I've been very disappointed.
So he did the statement, but then when asked about it in the press conference, it got really, really weird.
Yep.
And we've seen it. We've seen guys say they're staying and leaving, and I just wonder, again, that opening at Michigan looks super attractive to me. If I'm Kalen DeBoer, I'm a Midwest guy, and I'm going to be beloved the moment I step into the presser room.
Right.
I'm talking about appreciated in a way that I may never get at Alabama. And so, and you tell me this, John. They beat Oklahoma. Well, everybody's behind them. Alabama feels real good.
Yep.
What happens when they lose the next game? It's going to be more of the same in terms of,
yep,
you will not get the same level of appreciation just because of who you're following, if
yep,
nothing else.
Yeah.
At Alabama that you would at
no,
Michigan.
No, I mean, that's never going
to
change.
And we've already said it doesn't feel like a fit. I'm going back to Drew Hill here.
Right.
He's the guy that's followed Alabama. He's the
well,
fan.
And don't forget he's coached the Big Ten.
He's not that guy. He's not an SEC. Doesn't come off as an SEC
Agreed.
Coach.
Agreed.
So that's what I'm curious about. Obviously, the football is what's going to matter. Alabama can't run the ball.
Yeah, and they're playing a
Weirdly.
Stout defense,
exactly.
As good a defense as there is.
And you're on the road. That's the thing about
right.
these home sites. I mean, it's going to be crazy. Tonight. So you figure,
yep,
they'll have the advantage, Oklahoma, in terms of crowd, everything else. If they throw the first punch,
yep,
and Alabama can't run the ball, you put it on Simpson, who has not been good here down the stretch.
Yep.
The last few weeks, he has thrown, in terms of interceptions, everything else, he's made more bad decisions. So I don't know. Feels like they're in a tough spot, and if they lose, I think DeBoer would be in a tough spot if he stays.
Yes, agreed. Now, the only thing I would say about Michigan is that it is a little similar to Alabama in that you have to beat Ohio State. Just like at Alabama, you got to beat Auburn. Now, a little easier to beat Auburn than it is to beat Ohio State.
They were doing that pretty regularly
but,
before this year.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like, you know, you've probably got enough there in NIL to at least go tip for tat
with
them.
And that's the thing. Ryan's won one, but we don't – Ryan Day, we don't look at him as some great coach.
No, we definitely
He's
don't.
Won, he won it last year because his roster is $20 million.
Roster was unbelievable. Trevion Henderson,
and
you know, Will Howard.
He broke through, and that sort of was the knock on him.
Yeah.
He's not a guy that's going to give you over the top. Or
I mean, they had the most expensive roster in college football, and he won with it.
We look silly because he went on and won a national championship, but we said – I said they should move on from him because he can't beat Michigan.
Right.
This was before he got the national title. It was year after year after year. How long are y'all going to pay him to do this?
That's what you have to do at either one of those schools. So, if you know, I mean, you're not totally getting out of that fishbowl. However,
don't you think he's a better coach than Ryan Day, though?
I wouldn't say he's certainly. I wouldn't say he's worse. Certainly, right? And the NIL is similar. And I do think, again, that the value of getting out of the shadow of the guy after the guy, I mean, that's what's never going to change for like, Kalen DeBoer is never going to be liked at Alabama.
No, that's Josh.
No matter what he does. No matter what. Right. It doesn't – unless he wins – and even if he does win a national championship at Alabama, people will hold it next to other championships, and it will just
– And DeBoer did a lot more than Pastner.
Right.
It's just – they already don't like you.
It's unfortunate, you know, that that's the way it is. You know, but Nick Saban is literally the greatest to ever do it. And, you know, it ain't like he's getting nothing to do. He's being paid handsomely. But, yeah, I would absolutely take the Michigan job if I was Kalen DeBoer because I know that conference. I've been to the championship from that conference. You know, I just feel like it's a more natural fit for him personality-wise. And it's like, you know, people are ready to rally around the next coach at Michigan. They were not ready to rally around you following Nick Saban. It's just the truth. They didn't want Nick Saban to retire, you know? That was a begrudging thing, and they didn't know who they were going to hire, and I don't think anybody expected it to be Kalen DeBoer when that all opened up. I think people thought it might be Lane, it might be Dabo, it might be somebody else. So I would take the job on the fact that I know this fan base is never going to truly accept or embrace me. That's my view from here. I mean, I'm not there in Tuscaloosa. I don't know. I could be completely off base, but I would take it because I think that Michigan fan base is saying, whew, all right, we're wiping the Harbaugh thing completely clean. Come in, and we'll worship you like a god if you beat Ohio State. You know? I mean, as opposed to it felt like Alabama was ready to fire Kalen DeBoer had he not held on versus Auburn this past, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. And so I would do it, you know, and I would do it. If I'm Michigan, I would hire him regardless of what happens tonight. I would say that as well. My opinion of him is not going to be, you know, measured or weighed what happens in
Oh, no, it won't be.
Pick a game.
They're hoping he loses, so they feel like they have a chance then.
He's the second favorite on Cal Sheet. Kyle Whittingham is getting some bets, the Utah coach. That one feels very random to me, but he's a good coach. I will say that for Whittingham. It would not be a bad hire. If he's got fire, and he might, you know, I don't know what the circumstances were about his Utah exit. But if he's got some fire in his belly, I think that'd be good. Kenny Dillingham is still the favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say Dillingham. If you can't get DeBoer, I like Dillingham better than I do, was it Fish?
Yeah.
Jed Fish, who was on some lists.
Yeah, Jed Fish has been on basically every list. He was on Florida's list. He was on this list. He was on some other list. And I'm just like, he just hasn't done enough. Like, he's got to do more for me to get a job like these, to get Florida, to get Michigan. You know, he's got to prove some more things at Washington before I'm ready to – you know, hand him the keys to a big job like these. But yes, Kalen DeBoer is getting some, you know, he's getting some action. And I think if he, you know, I mean, I feel like especially if he wins tonight, that will only go up. It may go up regardless, but if he wins tonight and he advances, it just makes that case all the more strong, you know, for the next hire. So anyway, yeah, that's going to be a fun one tonight. I'm going to take Oklahoma at home at a pick. I mean, I don't feel great about it, but I don't think that Alabama team is very good.
How about Miami, Texas A&M tomorrow? You got triple header, 11 a.m., 2:30 is Tulane, Ole Miss, then 6:30 is James Madison, Oregon. We know what's going to happen in the latter two. How about Miami, Texas A&M? Texas A&M, three-point favorite.
I guess I would take A&M because I don't really believe Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I haven't really watched a ton of A&M, so I don't have a super strong feeling about it. But I just don't
see this Bane dude be a game wrecker in that one.
Yeah. They have a you know, great offensive and defensive line. I mean, that's what they do have.
Reuben Bane.
Yeah. And all their offensive linemen are like 6'7", 350 pounds. But, you know, I'm sure Texas A&M's are too.
A lot of folks don't think Miami should be here.
Yeah.
Should be playing with a little bit of a chip on its shoulder.
Should. Yeah. I mean, I'll take A&M because SEC, but I don't feel, you know, super strong about it. What about you?
Yeah. If there's going to be an upset in these, it won't be Alabama in my eyes. It'll be Miami.
Yeah. I think that's
fair. But I wouldn't sit up here and just pick it with any sort of confidence.
Yeah.
I think that the home team here, it's a huge advantage.
Yep, it is.
With the what's at stake in these games, how jacked these crowds are going to be, and if you score early, whew.
Yeah, I think the group of five teams get waxed. That would be my sense.
Summerall's already got one foot in Florida.
That's a weird deal,
so,
man.
Of course. I just maybe it'll be a little bit better because of Retzloff. You've had him, but
yeah,
you've already been prepper, been in prep in some way for Florida. How can you be totally committed to this?
That's exactly.
I appreciate what he did, though, contributing to their NIL or whatever, giving him some money from the future money he's going to have.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, I think that story's out there. Heard somebody, I think somebody on our air talking about it. Like, that's the kind of gesture I would love to see from Ryan Silverfield, who cherished his time at Memphis so much.
It was his dream job.
Look at what you flip this into, what it's gotten you. How about a little bit of a contribution back to the collective or however you can do it?
If there you go.
If it's reported and it's out there, and I heard it talked about, I think, on our air, what Summerall did, why couldn't you? Didn't Josh, donate to the building or something of Lori Walton? Like, coaches can make these donations. And so why wouldn't, not that that was NIL time, but why would you not be able to, why would he not do something like that if he truly appreciated his time here.
I agree. I think
having flipped to the money that he'd made.
I mean, he talked so much about how this was the only job he ever wanted.
Well, and with the way that, you know, the questionable way it seems like with where you left, with maybe one foot out in a way that you were saying wasn't. Yeah, this would be a nice little way to put a bow on it.
Absolutely.
And truly show you cared.
I couldn't agree more.
And appreciated the platform that Memphis gave you.
Ryan just followed me back to let me know, stay tuned for that. Stay by your phone. He will have an update for you on the NIL contribution in the coming weeks. Don't go anywhere. So, but yeah, I don't think we're going to get that. I don't think we're going to get that from old Ryan. But that's a nice gesture. But yeah, I think that does create like some weird, complicated dynamics with Tulane. And then, you know, I do think with Ole Miss.
$100,000 he gave.
Hey, I mean, that's real money for them. That's real money for Tulane. That ain't nothing.
Yeah, it was reported 3 days ago. He gave $100,000. To Tulane.
And that's not you can't write that off, I mean, on your taxes.
Well, that's a drop in the bucket for Ryan Silverfield now.
Yeah, he 35
he
million.
Won a conference title.
That's right. That's right. And I do think for Ole Miss, they're going to rally around the situation. I do believe that. I think they'll bring it, as opposed to the Tulane players who are like, what the hell is happening? He's coaching Florida, he's coaching Tulane, he's here, he's there, he's there, he's here. I think that's going to be a little weird. So I do think the Oregon and Ole Miss roll against the group of five, which will only add to the fire and stoke the flame of, we have too many group of five teams. We shouldn't have any group of five teams. It already seems like we'll never have two again. They've kind of made sure that would not happen with the new regulation moving forward. If Notre Dame's in the top 12, they're automatically in. But it will not quiet the whispers. And to your point about Paul Feinbaum, look, it's tough because I do really respect him. I respect him as a professional. He has made, you know, I mean, he's from Memphis. He went to White Station. He, you know, is one of the best at his job. But it definitely makes me feel some type of way when he is sort of becoming the face of, you know, dumping on the group of five. When, like, I feel like if we had him on the show, he would not say that. Like, we know that because we've had him on the show, and he like talks Memphis up when he's on with us. And maybe that's just that what everybody does. And when you go on with a certain market, you know, you say nice things about that team and school. But I don't know. It's been hard to square that, knowing that Paul's from Memphis and all those things, and seeing up here is like, you know,
he's answering to his constituents, bro.
Right. Right. And that's what he does when he comes
on
here.
I would say it looked like Nick Saban's become the face of it. Nick Saban is who I at one point thought would make for a good commissioner of college football. I don't think that anymore, because if Nick Saban truly thinks that, you know, there shouldn't be a JMU or a Tulane or a Memphis in it, how's that good for college football and not just good for the big boys? Nick Saban, what I thought would be a good candidate for commissioner, understand college football goes beyond the big boys. And the great thing about having the group of six spot is that you keep a whole nother world in terms of conferences, in terms of teams, interested in what you've got.
Absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.